7 minutes to 8. The business news now from Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. Aldi and Don Meats have signed a new 5-year supply contract worth €125 million. It will see the Waterford-based Don Meats increase its supply to Aldi by 35%. 6 new lines added to the Aldi range as well. Paul Nallon is Group Development Manager at Don Meats. He joins me in studio now. Paul, how significant is this deal for and your relationship with Aldi in general for the business?
Yeah, thanks, Adam. It's highly significant, of course. It's a major growth in the business that Don has with Aldi. We've been working with them for just over 10 years. And this is a culmination of good team working between both parties. And of course, our wonderful beef suppliers who, as we speak, are out there herding their cattle in the fields this morning. So it will be, as you say, €125 million over the next 5 years. It will mean that Don, for example, is spending €5 million in additional processing facilities at our Waterford plant, which will bring, we expect, 35% increase in the business with Aldi and some extra employment as well.
And you're saying that you're accelerating that expansion plan on the back of that. What does that mean exactly? Is it a shorter timeline, and what do you hope to get by the end of that expansion? What is it going to give you in terms of facilities?
Yeah, well, we are processing currently, and we have an excellent facility. But with this, it means that we can increase the size, and with size comes efficiency, which is very, very important in our business.
In terms of the broader market, we've seen in Europe and US people becoming more aware of their meat consumption from a health and environmental point of view. Well, is that impacting your business?
Yes, certainly. It's something that's discussed at every food table, I guess. But the interesting thing is that I think what people are looking at is beef is good for you in moderation, and that's what people are doing. We see the other trends in terms of veganism and vegetarianism steady but not growing too much, so it's positive.
We've seen a big rise in some fairly convincing kind of meat-free alternatives as well. Is that a potential threat to your business?
No, I think, look, we never see anything as a threat. It's always the opportunity is there for us to step up in our game and to, you know, work. After all, we're working with a very natural, exceptional product in Irish grass-fed beef, and we have no worries. We take on the competition as it comes at us.
You recently signed a deal in South Korea after the country opened its doors to Irish beef. Do you see that as being a potentially significant market to you in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a 50 million population market. They're eating 17 kilos of beef per capita on average, and that is increasing year on year. And it's a high-end market where there's an appreciation for an excellent product such as Irish grass-fed beef.
How important is the Asian market in general?
It's a huge volume part of the world, but it's important in a number of ways. Consumption is rising, and different markets have different value levels, so it's able to consume quite a lot, and there are opportunities within that for the various categories such as I say, high-end Irish beef.
Obviously there's a lot of food miles when you're talking about shipping Irish beef to Asia, but the environmental issue in general is there, especially around beef. How do you tackle that? Is there really a future for beef if you're trying to be more sustainable?
Absolutely, of course there is, and I think farmers are doing an excellent job, and all the agencies, particularly in Ireland, are totally focused on this area, and the improvements are coming. They take time, but we are quite happy that Irish beef production in terms of its environmental piece is well ahead of most of our competitors.
Paul Nallon, Group Development Manager at Don Meats, thank you very much for that. We'll have more business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.